Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, praise God, of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come before you on this evening to continue to read the Word of God out of the King James Version of God's wonderful Word. Hallelujah. I just feel so wonderful and blessed on today, praise God. I really first, before I go further, want to give God praise, all honor and glory for all of what he's done and who he is in the name of Jesus. I thank God for being alive today in the right state of mind, have a reasonable portion of health, praise God. I'm not out of my mind. I'm so blessed. I'm so thankful on today. And it's just the little things that mean so much. I just thank God. I just really thank him. I thank God in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the eye, in the midst of the issue that plague life and our thorns in the one side. I just still thank God for those thorns, for those of our gifts. I believe in trusting God and blessing me so as I make it through those situations with the help and blessings of God upon my life, I give God praise. I give God glory. I give God honor for being God all by itself. And then I honor my wife, praise God, who helps me to even more so develop as the man of God that I am on today, supporting me and helping me and continuing corrections and developments in my life that help me become the man of God. I can't be who I am without my wife in my life on today. I thank God. I thank God for my wife, who's my better half. I thank God. I thank God for my wife, who is me, and I am her. We are one, and we are in Christ, in Jesus' name. Amen. And then I want to thank God for all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, even into our archives. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. We love you with the love of God in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Let us promise God, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this evening, once again, we pause for that moment to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for your grace, your mercy, your love. Thank you, Lord God, for the blood that was shed on Calvary. Father God, thank you for what you've done, for the stripes in the name of Jesus that healed the wounded, made the blind man see, made the deaf man hear. We know, Father God, that your power and your anointing is far greater than any other that we can ever imagine or live for. And it's in that whom we give you praise. We give you, Father God, Lord God, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, all praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Once again, praise God. I just really feel so excited on today. You know, after making it through the weekend, praise God, we thank God that we made it through. Amen. I mean, many of you can attest that, you know, we may not have supposed to be here, as many of us might say, but we do want to just say thank you, God, for a moment just as now that we can say thank you, God. Amen. Amen. We're not taking advantage of the little things that we have because it's those little things, praise God, that mean so much. For when I didn't provide me with my needs, maybe not give me my wants, but he provides all my needs according to his richness and his glory. So it's my importance on today is to be more Christ-like so he can see an image of him in me. And be the man of God and the husband of loving my wife as Christ loved the church and died. And this is where I am on today. And I thank God for as we go through the fire. Amen. We go through the storm. Hallelujah. We become out pure and as clean as gold and washed. Amen. With the blood of Jesus. So I thank God as we continue to read out of the book of Proverbs. Chapter 21, praise God. We're reading the book of Proverbs, chapter 21. Amen. As we continue to move forward. And then just a little insert before I go. Well, my wife is a Proverbs wife. She is a Proverbs woman. Oh, my God. She is such a virtuous, real, committed, loving, caring for her wife, nurturing. Oh, my God. My wife is really awesome. I give her so many accolades for what she does. I just thank God for who my wife is. I ask God to continue to bless her and continue to help us to grow and unite, to be as one, and to continue to elevate us to areas and levels that we may can't even understand, even see. But God got our back. God got our front. God got our right side. And God got our left side. And, you know, it's just so often when we got a parent that takes care of us. Well, God is our Father in the name of Jesus. You know, we have to give him honor. We have to give him acknowledgement. We have to give him praise because God is who he is. He is who he is. He deserves to be praised. He deserves to be acknowledged. We deserve to be. I just thank God.
Yeah, I'm
still here. I just thank God. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and start our reading on the scriptures out of the book of Proverbs. Praise God. Amen. We got so much we're doing. So much we're doing. My wife is in the studio. Amen. We just want to just continue to be blessed. Amen. So we go to Proverbs chapter 21. Let us read. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he wills. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. But the Lord pondereth the heart to do justice and judgment. It is more acceptable to the Lord than a sacrifice. A high look and a proud heart and a plowing of the wicked is sin. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to the plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty only to want the getting of treasures. By the lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them because they refuse to do judgment. The way of a man is forward and strange, but as for the pure, his work is right. But it's better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with the brawling woman in the wide house. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. His neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the ear of the poor, he also shall crow himself, but also shall not be heard. A gift of secret pacifieth anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath. It is joy to the just to the judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The man that wandereth out of the way of the understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. But it's better to dwell in the wilderness than with the contentions of an angry woman. There's treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but the foolish man spendeth it up. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life. Righteousness and honor, a wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Proud and mighty scorner is his name, who dealeth in proud wrath and desire of the slothfulness. For his hands refuseth that labor. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but his righteous giveth the spareth not. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? A false witness shall perish, but a man that heareth speaketh constantly. A wicked man shall harden his face, but as for the upright, he directeth his way. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Amen. Amen. We came forth and we had finished Proverbs chapter 21. The time is counting down, and I need to turn on some music here as we close for the evening. But once again, we want to thank you for this show on today, and God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. And here's a beautiful, wonderful song.
Never would have made it.
In Jesus' name, be blessed.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never
would
have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never.